Camden, New Jersey is a city that faces a number of problems. It has high rates of crime and unemployment, and it has serious community health issues, which are causing overcrowding in local emergency rooms. WHYY's Tanya English looks at one group that's trying to change this by moving healthcare closer to the people who need it.
53-year-old John Pike used to be a frequent flyer at the ER.
You sit there and you wait. You can be there for like two, sometimes 4 hours, half or almost all day.
Pike has a smoker's cough, and when pain in his bum hip flared up, he'd go to the hospital 8, maybe 9 times a year. But ER staffers didn't really remember him or his medical history.
I don't know. You get to feeling like you're irritating them because it'd be simple problems. I'm wasting their time. They could be dealing with a real emergency.
Once, an ER nurse pulled Pike aside and told him, this is something your doctor can deal with.
What'd you say to that?
There's not much I could say because she was telling the truth.
Pike didn't have a primary care doctor, but then things changed when a community group called the Camden Coalition for Healthcare Providers decided to open a doctor's office right inside Pike's apartment building. Researcher Ken Gross says the idea was to get super users like Pike to stop going to the hospital so much.
That's a sign for us from the data. You may not have a source of primary care, or it's a loose relationship with primary care, or you can't get an appointment with your primary care because of your work hours.
Gross leads a team of health data detectives at the coalition. Several years ago, the analysts tried something new. They gathered hospital billing information from across the city. Then they mapped the data, block by block. Turns out John Pike's building is a bright red hotspot on the map. Neighbors at his Northgate 2 building rack up more than $1 million a year in hospital admissions and trips to the ER. These days, Pike rides the elevator to the doctor, 6 floors down. The space is bare bones, just 2 exam rooms and a tiny file office. But Pike has his own doctor now.
I'm Madhumati Gunasekaran, and I'm a primary care physician, and they call me Dr. G. I believe strongly in prevention is better than cure.
Is it a new pain or is it the same, something new? Can you show with your fingers where exactly it hurts? Right there. And no history of kidney stones.
Dr. G recommended an at-home device to help Pike manage his medication, and she nags him to quit smoking.
I feel comfortable with her. I could talk to her. She doesn't, shrug you off like some doctors.
If you have a doc that's not willing to listen to you, not willing to look at you in the eye, that's always writing and trying to get you out of the room, he doesn't have the anointing to do what he's doing. Then you need to find another doc.
Dr. John Regis is a longtime member of the Camden Coalition. His company, the Reliance Medical Group, operates 21 offices across New Jersey and the practice at Northgate 2. The high-rise is subsidized housing and home to low-income seniors and people with disabilities. Many there now see Dr. G for checkups.
But it took a while, almost 2 years, for that to happen. We thought that since they were having such a difficult time, that we just opened up the door, they would just come down. But that's not the case.
Location was supposed to be the big selling point, but Regis says some residents told him they don't want their neighbors to know they're going to the doctor.
They had to see that we were serious, and we had to do a number of different things, health fairs, meeting greets. We had to engender a sense of trust in the residents before they would come down and see us. Mm-hmm. I think that was somewhat surprising, but we're starting to get past that now.
At first, only about 80 people got their primary care at the office. That number has grown to nearly 130, or about 19% of the building's residents. It was a slow start, but now Regis is pleased.
We weren't able to stay open, but healthcare is a business, although it's a special business. It is a business, and 1 and 1 is 2, no matter where you are.
A hospital emergency room can charge $500 or more to care for sniffles or a stomach ache. Regis says Medicaid and Medicare pay him a lot less. Reliance uses money from private pay and private insurance patients at other office locations to balance the books at Northgate 2.
So we don't have to turn anybody away, and we've been able to make this thing work.
It's a different kind of home remedy, one that experts hope will push people to use the system in less expensive ways. For NPR News, I'm Tanya English in Camden, New Jersey.
And that story from Camden is part of a partnership with NPR, WHYY, and Kaiser Health News.